last little kernel to talk about with Jonah that just, and this maybe for me is the most mind-blowing part. I don't know. It was a series of mind-blowing revelations researching this, that in the Midrash, Jonah is another figure in the Bible, that he's an unnamed figure. The Jews connect him, Jonah, to the son of the widow of Zarephath, that Elijah resurrected from the dead, right? Which was Elijah and Elisha both resurrected people from the dead, which were both types, both foreshadowings, prefigurements of what Christ would do, because Christ also resurrected the widow's son. Mm-hmm. But so the Jews believe that Jonah was the resurrected son of the widow of Zarephath, resurrected by Elijah, so that this also establishes his prophetic pedigree, that after being resurrected by Elijah is bodily assumed into heaven on the fiery chariot. Jonah then becomes a disciple of Elisha, and that's why he's this great renowned prophet that God is calling to, you know, one of the biggest cities in the world at that time, 3 days to walk across. I think about Houston traffic whenever I think of Nineveh.
Whenever it is funny, whenever he describes like how long it takes to walk, before I've done the math of like how many miles can he walk in an hour, how many miles would that be, and whatever the figure was, I'm like, you can calculate that yourself and figure out like this is a really massive city.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that in the ancient world cities were that large.
Yeah, so that makes me think. It's like I want to kind of connect to like Jonah was like a Carmelite, because like Elijah is sort of like the father of the Carmelites, right?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So he was like of that same type of mysticism, which is like crazy. I mean, it would make sense. He's had this mystical encounter. That's kind of sort of the essence of the Carmelites, these deep prayer and all that, death to self, all that stuff. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And you're just cracking it open. And I think anytime we go into the Midrash, I think it can be very fruitful. You know, we have to, it's not canon, so we have to be careful, but the potential connections there, and allowing us to better understand these mysterious, enigmatic figures of the Old Testament, I think it can be really, really helpful for our faith formation.